Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
It started back in 2008. We had the idea amongst the hoteliers to try and reward the staff who work in the member hotels. And we particularly thought we wanted to do something for our teams in the hotels. And that's where it spawned from, really. It was a very sort of genuine gesture to try and reward people and have a good night with people and take them out and celebrate the success that we had in the hotels. But it did gather a lot of interest from the wider industry, you know, the bars and the restaurants and other people in town who support that industry. And it's grown from there, you know. Well, actually, the first year was sold out, and every year it's been sold out since.
It's sold out ever since, yeah. And that's the thing. When you say it's grown, I'm not sure. I mean, it has changed.
It never shrunk, did it? It's always been big, really.
Yeah, we've you know, I think, again, a good move from the early, right from the beginning was the fact that we didn't host it in one of our own venues, our own member hotels. We put it in a neutral venue, which was the Royal Hall. It's kind of when you watch big award ceremonies like national TV awards on the you know, on the television, you see them at places like the Royal Albert Hall, and it really looks sort of glitzy and glamorous.
It does feel like that.
It really is Harrogate's version of that.
So very much a celebration of the hospitality and tourism in this part of the world.
Absolutely.
Hugely. And I think one of the things we really concentrate on every year is getting the balance right of making it a very prestigious event. So we talk about the Royal Hall and it being a black tie, and it is very, very glamorous. It is a champagne reception. You know, we don't have sort of cheap fizz. We put the proper stuff on. It's a 5-course gala dinner. You know, and the great and good are all there. However, we don't make it stuffy, and we, you know, we realise that the people that are attending, there's a lot of young people in our industry. You know, the hospitality industry attracts a lot of youngsters, you know, a lot of people in their first jobs, and are used to maybe serving in that environment, maybe waitressing on a table, maybe serving behind the bar, but actually put them, you know, on the other side of the coin. And it can be quite nerve-wracking to sit down, you know, in a dicky bow and a black tie and a dinner suit and make polite conversation around a table for a few hours while you're waiting to find out whether you've won an award or not. For somebody who may be 20, 21 years old, for some people it's quite nerve-wracking. So we try and put a bit of light entertainment, and I use those words very, very, very lightly, to basically give people a fun time. So David and I kind of each year
Let our hair down,
some more than others, just to try and make people feel at ease. And
so we've done a bit of song, we've done a bit of dance, we've done a bit of magic.
A bit of magic last year. Yeah, and we always keep it completely under wraps, of course. There is a very loose theme just during the dinner. So once the dinner's over and the fun and games are over, we get into the awards, the serious part of it, and we only ever stick with that. And it's the same format every year. So we ditch whatever theme it is once the awards start, but just during the dinner, to make everybody relax and give everybody a bit of fun and a bit of focus, we have a bit of light-hearted fun and games.
We do. We've had some guest celebrity presenters. We had Neil Morrissey back in the day for the first year, didn't we? And Richard Fox.
Yeah.
We've had Rosemary Schrager.
We had Janet Street Porter. She was quite interesting one year.
I can imagine.
So she dealt very well with the hecklers, as I remember. Well, Sir Gary Verity is doing it this year, and this is his third year.
Third or fourth, even, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so he's hosting the awards side of it. And, you know, that's really special for people as well. You know, Gary does an amazing job with his team. And as Simon said, not everybody will ever meet somebody like Sir Gary.
Yeah.
Or even meet us.
Or even you. Me. Or Christopher Dean.
Absolutely. They will this year.
Yes, looking forward to it a lot. Is it just Harrogate, or how far out do you go? Because there are some stunning places out in the Dales and whatnot. Is it a Harrogate Central event?
The clue's in the title. It is the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism.
Yeah, Harrogate
but
District.
But we don't say it's town centric. It is Harrogate District.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, over the years we've had some entries. Just by the nature of it, the majority of the entries come from within the town itself. But over the years, we'll say we've had some good pubs, you know, hotels and different places out in the sticks a little bit, and the surrounding towns and villages.
Tourists to the town benefit from the wonderful range of hotels and restaurants and cafes, bars and whatnot, but then people born and bred local to Harrogate, I'm sure it's sport for choice, absolutely sport for choice, on a day-in, day-out basis.
I think so, and it's not, I don't think everybody sort of takes time to recognise that every day. You know, we are spoilt for choice, and the other thing that as hoteliers we can talk about for Harrogate is that we punch well above our weight. You know, we've got a huge conference centre, we've got a huge outdoor event centre at the Yorkshire Event Centre, we do one of the largest agricultural shows at the Great Yorkshire Show. You've got that. And that's not something that normally happens in a town of our size. So, you know, we are privileged, and of course it is the happiest place to live at the moment.
Officially.
Again.
The greatest thing is we give, you know, Bar Person of the Year to Billy 1 year, and, you know, Bob next door in the bar next door says, well, I'm better than Billy. And we say, brilliant, you know, show us, show everybody, you know. Get out there, do your best over the next 11 months. In the 12th month next year, when the awards come round, you might just be the winner, you know. Mm. And really, therefore, you know, ultimately, whilst we champion them, it's nice for an individual, either it be Billy or Bobby, to go home with their trophy and their certificate and know that they've done their best and they've won the award. The real winners are the visitors and the customers and guests to this town, who go away and obviously champion everything that we do.
Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.